Joining us now, Jim Lehrer, former host of the PBS NewsHour, former as in as of last Friday. He joins us now from Houston. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you.
A little more time on your hands than normal. You know, we searched through the tape of your Friday show and couldn't find the moment when you actually said goodbye.
Well, I tell you what, there was a little stealth go there. When I finished the discussion with Shields and Brooks, David Brooks and Mark Shields, and I said, I look forward to future Fridays with you, friends, and something like that, because that's what I'm going to be doing for the most part, is doing Friday nights with Shields and Brooks, and that was my way of saying that. I'd already said it earlier, you know, in the last couple of weeks ago, that this was going to end on that day, but I didn't want to make a big to-do about it, so that's all I did.
So you didn't do the whole star-studded finale like Oprah?
No, you know, I said bye-bye, and I didn't cry, I didn't do any of that stuff. I can, but I didn't.
All right. Well, Jim Lehrer, I'm going to go through all of your various jobs, and you tell me which ones you're quitting and which ones you'll continue, okay?
All right, sure.
Obviously, former host of the NewsHour, you're not going to do that anymore.
Well, I will be the host on occasional Fridays. How about that for a bad answer?
Okay,
but that's
so
the truth. In other words, I will be there and say good evening. I'm on the Fridays that I do Shields and Brooks, I will anchor the program, but I will not be part of the regular rotation like I've always been.
All right. How about another job here? Moderator for so many election debates. Are you leaving that one or keeping it?
We'll have to wait and see on that. I've done 11 of those, and I feel like I've made my contribution to my country about that, and I've got all the psychic scars to prove it. But those are the kinds of things that come as a result of invitation, and we'll see what happens. I'd be reluctant to accept an invitation to do it again, just for all kinds of reasons, because I would not have been there with the news as close as I should be to do this kind of work. But we'll see what happens.
And if you do another one, you'd have to update your new book. The new book is called Tension City: Inside the Presidential Debates from Kennedy, Nixon to Obama, McCain. You'd have to add in a 12th debate if you moderated
it, right? Absolutely. But, I'm flexible. I could do that. But I have mixed feelings about that, and I decided why resolve things before I have to, and I don't have to resolve that one now. We'll just wait and see what happens. See how I feel, see how they feel, see what life is like for everybody at the time.
All right, so let's go on to a third job here, author. By my count, you've written 23 books, 2 screenplays, and 3 plays. It would seem you'd have more time to do more of that now, right?
Well, exactly. And I'm going to continue to write books, obviously. And what I want to do is I want to write better books. I want to spend more time on each individual book that I write. And I've got several that I want to do. And so I will always write books. The last thing I do before I say bye-bye and they close the door, I will be writing a book.
Okay, so we get a firm answer on author, at least, continuing to do the author job. All right, here's the last job we're asking about, collector of bus memorabilia.
Oh, well, I'll always do that, too. I'm just a little more picky than I used to be. I'm the world's – well, I shouldn't say this, but I'm one of the world's leading collectors of bus memorabilia, particularly bus depot signs and bus driver's cab badges, and I continue to collect those. But I do it at a slower pace because I have so much of the stuff. I'm very picky about what I want. But I will continue to do that. That will be the thing I will stop right before I stop writing, before they close the door.
We are speaking with Jim Lehrer, former host of PBS NewsHour. His new book is called Tension City: Inside the Presidential Debates from Kennedy, Nixon to Obama, McCain. And speaking of Kennedy, you actually started your career reporting for papers in Dallas where you covered the JFK assassination, and you've stayed in it for long enough to kind of see the arc of politics in the U.S. Do you think?
Yeah, I sure did. Absolutely. You know, the thing about the Kennedy assassination, I don't want to go on and on about it, but just in journalistic terms, I learned I'd only been a reporter 4 years when that happened, and I learned once and forevermore about the fragility of life itself, and particularly public life. One person fires 3 rounds from a high-powered rifle in a few seconds and changes the course of history and changed it forever. And those things happen, and if you're in journalism, you must always be ready for that to happen any moment, any second, where you are, whatever you're doing. And I learned that the hard way, and I learned it forever.
Speaking of Jim Lehrer, formerly host of the PBS NewsHour, you know, journalism has changed so much since you started your career. I saw a report recently that your online audience for the NewsHour has tripled recently. But there's also a question of partisan bias in newscasts. That do you think it was there when you first started? Has it gotten worse?
It was not there, period, when we first started. That was 36 years ago. And there's a lot of it now, and there was none of it when we started. At least first of all, remember, and when we started 36 years ago, there were not that many national televised news programs. And there were the three commercial broadcasts, three commercial television network broadcasts. There was us, and that was about it. And so, and those were all straight news broadcasts. There was no anything, not only not opinion by the anchor people or the reporters, but also very little analysis. And it's just grown and grown and grown, and it's become popular, particularly in cable television, that draws an audience if people give their opinions and all of that. It's just a matter of function, what you want to do, and the function of straight news reporting to be there to say, okay, here's what people think, but here's what exactly happened. We're still in here's what actually happened business. And we've been there since the very beginning. Some others have gone on to do other things, and others have been created since then.
36 years at the NewsHour, 52 years in the business. Sir, congratulations.
Hey, thank you very much. I love talking to you.
Jim Lehrer, former host of the PBS NewsHour, he will continue to be the executive editor of the show. And as he said, he'll return on some Fridays to moderate Shields and Brooks. He has a new book out called Tension City, Inside the Presidential Debates from Kennedy Nixon to Obama McCain. Jim, what are you reading this summer?
I'm reading Trinity 6 by Charles Cumming. It's a terrific book. It's about the Cambridge spies. And also, I'm about to start Ann Patchett, State of Wonder, and I'm going to read David Ignatius's new novel, Blood and Money. That's what I have on the desk, on the table.
Jim Lehrer's summer reading list. Give us yours at our website. Thanks, Jim.
Hey, thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.